Hi, I'm Ayo Tunde Balogun. Here's your Channels TV Evening News Recap for September the 10th, 2021. The appeal court sitting in Abuja has ordered all parties to maintain the status quo and refrain from taking action that will give effect to the judgment of a federal high court and Port Harcourt that allow the Rivers State government to collect value-added tax pending the hearing and determination of the instant suit. A three-man panel of the appellate court led by Justice Haruna Samani gave the order on Friday while ruling on an appeal filed by the Federal Inland Revenue Service, FIRS. In Lagos, the state governor, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, has signed into law the state value-added tax bill. The Commissioner for Information and Strategy, Mr. Gbenga Omotosho, disclosed this today via a statement, adding that the governor signed the bill after returning from an official trip. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has said that he will do all in his power to see that hard-working Nigerians succeed in their various endeavors. The president stated this at the town hall meeting with Southeast leaders in Owerri during his one-day special visit to Imo State. On the international scene, Guinea's military junta has ordered banks to freeze all government-related accounts so as to secure state assets. The junta, which took over control last weekend, says the order affects institutional and individual accounts of the outgoing government. Senior officials of the ousted president, Alpha Conde's government, will not be able to access their accounts. And in sports, Royal Football Governing Body FIFA has provided the local organizing committee with a final go-ahead to stage the maiden edition of the Aisha Buhari Invitational Women's Tournament, otherwise known as the Aisha Buhari Cup. The Six Nations Invitational is being organized in honor of Nigeria's First Lady, Aisha Muhammadu Buhari. And that's the evening news recap. Don't forget to join us later for the news update. I'm Ayo Tunde Balogun, and thank you for watching. Thank you.